Yeah. As a 3% man, also, you would not allow someone to disrespect you that way. That means you don't love yourself, because if you love yourself, there is no way somebody is going to keep doing. What's up, guys? The title of this email is Help, My Wife is Texting All the Guys. My marriage has been a long journey of ups and downs. And for some reason, my wife keeps texting other guys behind my back. Anytime I catch her, she says sorry, that she would stop and it won't happen again. What can I do to make sure she won't do it again? I have been there by her side and supported her in anything she has wanted to do. I've been married to her for 10 years. We were married when she was not even 21. She has a child from a previous relationship. I just don't know what makes her think it's okay to keep this from me. Okay, I'm confused. Does he not know that she had a wife? I mean, she had a child from a previous relationship. Anyway, let me keep reading. When I tell her I don't like it, when I tell her I don't like it, but I'm the one that don't want to leave her because she's my old world, and she makes me feel like I'm at fault for why she's doing it. So basically, this guy, Sha, is married to a younger girl.
Okay.
She wasn't 21 when they got married. She
was a young girl bride. Who is
a young bride.
His old world.
So apparently he's probably older than her.
Mm.
And she has a child from a previous marriage. But
so when did she have the baby? Like 12? When she was 12?
Maybe 16.
But good.
Anyway, so she's in the habit of texting other guys. And anytime he catches her, she's always apologizing and saying it won't happen again. Now, he can phantom the act of leaving her because of it, because she's his old world. So it sounds like somebody is very desperate. To me, it sounds like this is an older guy. Maybe he's probably like 10, 12 years older than her.
Right.
And it sounds like he's having midlife crisis. I don't want to be harsh, but at the same time, if this is a younger girl, if this is a younger girl that got married to you at a young age, did she marry him because she was looking for a father for a child?
Possible for herself.
Or looking for a husband, you know. There's so many.
Or zaddy for herself.
Yeah, or daddy for herself. There's so many things going on here. Anyway.
Right. So, what's your advice for him?
He should stop being needy, because he's saying that she's his old world. And apparently this girl knows that. Because if she doesn't know that, she won't be acting this way. She knows that he's not going to leave her.
Yeah.
And that's why she's repeating the behavior. And for me, I feel like you need your self-respect. And how do you respect yourself? Is remove yourself from the situation. First of all, you saying that somebody's your old world, you are needy. You need to remove yourself from that immediately.
Right.
As a man, as a what do you call them? 100% man? 1% man?
3% man.
Oh, a 3% man, you're not supposed to be needy. You should be busy. You should have other things you're doing.
Right. Absolutely.
As a 3% man, also, you would not allow someone to disrespect you that way. That means you don't love yourself, because if you love yourself, there is no way somebody is going to keep doing the same behavior and asking you for forgiveness and you keep allowing it. So to me, I feel like he's the one that is at fault.
Right.
Honestly.
So let's play a little bit of wordplay there, a little bit, you know, because you just said allow. So it's not, I get your point, which I agree with, but it's not necessarily you allowing a person, but you're saying people only do to you what you allow
what
them
you
to
let
do
them
to
do
you.
To you.
Right. So let's reverse that. You are allowing her to do that to you.
Right.
Okay. You don't have to allow her to do nothing. She's an adult, you know.
Right,
I wanted to just clarify.
I get that, but there's no consequences. If I'm I can do it and get away with it. Why should I stop?
Right. But again, it's the same allow, the same word. It's just that, again, the only allow here that you get to do as an adult in a marriage is you.
Right, you allow
yourself to do what you do and what you do and what you're... When you allow yourself to take disrespect...
I'm trying to put it in...
We're saying the same thing. I want to put it in proper context so you can understand the science there that we're not saying... You're not allowing her, you know, it's like allowing her to go to the mall. No, you don't get to allow her to go to the mall. She can go to the mall if she wants.
Right.
If that rules a boat, that's how they say it, right? But as far as allowing her, as far as allowing her to talk to you a certain way or treat you a certain way with disrespect, texting other men, you know, is disrespectful, obviously. And painful, I can imagine, right?
I can't imagine.
Again, that only happens when people feel like they can get away with that, you know. So, but it's obvious why she can get away with that. She's your whole world.
Like she you knows just said. She's the whole world,
and she knows it too. And for as long as she's your whole world, and she knows that, you can expect that she will continue to treat you that way. You know, right. Just listening to. Another gentleman today that said it's his dream, his wife, and his children. And I agree with that 100%. His dream, his mission, his wife, and his children, right? Because if you were, this is how exactly he said it. If you were, give up on your dream, you will give up on a marriage anyway. And yes, you will be a deadbeat father too, you know? So let's not beat around the bushes. She's your old world. And you probably thought you were doing somebody a favor when you said that. But actually, you're doing yourself more harm. And when you do yourself harm, you do everybody else around you harm. You become needy.
Right.
Right? You start expecting them to show up a certain way.
I just want to stress the fact where he said he's been supportive of her for the past 10 years. Now, he has gotten to the point of recounting all the things that he has done.
That's the expectation. So the expectation is going to kill you. You know, you go into a relationship to give. Period. And when you go there to give, you give, and with no expectation to take. Because if you try to take, they're going to run away from you, and that's exactly what she's doing right now. But if you just give, but while you're at your own mission, you know, and you're busy with your own mission, does that mean she'll magically become faithful? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that's not relevant. You know, what would happen if you're about your mission, right? You're about you, and then you give into a relationship, and somebody find themselves texting other guys. They're going to destroy themselves eventually, but it won't really matter to you because your life is complete with or without her. You're basically there to give, to share with her. But when you show up in that kind of energy, a woman will be attracted to you. They won't want to do all those things, typically. If they want to do those things, that's because she's just a cheater. That's just what that is. There are people like that. There are a few people like that, but for the most part, women that you're pushing away by saying they're your world, like you're smothering her. You're choking her up. That's what's going on.
So now she's looking for a 3% man.
She's looking for a 3% man. And there's a lot of pretense men that seems like 3%. When they're texting from the outside, she thinks the grass is greener on the other side. But you're also creating the environment that enables that, you know, that enables that art to think it's greener on the other side, because it's not green inside.
No, it's not.
Right? So she probably thinks it's greener on the, it seems greener on the other side. But there are a lot of men that text other women's wife like that, and they make it seem that way. But it's all about feeling good. It feels good in that moment in time, right? So they're just enjoying the moment, you know, hopefully not until they get into trouble. But, you know, that's just how it works in life. That's how people get in trouble, you know. So I'm going to say this. This gentleman, he needs to first of all learn the fundamentals and get my marriage back. He needs to understand how attraction works. Attraction works opposite of the way your brain would probably tell you under regular knowledge. What do you call it? Common knowledge.
You know?
Attraction works opposite. Because she says she's your ward, that's going to make her not attracted to you. Especially in this zone right now that your marriage is broken. It's been 10 years. You know, so only God knows how far she's gone with just, she's just floating, she's just there. Mm-hmm. One day she's just on a path, just file a divorce and be gone for life, you know.
All right.
But you can stop all of that by first for three core pillars. As we'll cover that in details in this book. You need God in your life, okay? God should come first. God should be your whole world. But when I say God, I don't mean God as in the way most people think of it, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking your mission. I'm thinking the God in you. I'm talking about your purpose in this life, which is basically the second pillar as well, too. And then yourself, you know, some self-respect here. Some self-respect. You don't have any self-respect. As a matter of fact, you're coming off very, everything you said in that email spits out insecurity, mm-hmm. you know. And a woman can smell that from miles away, and that only chases them away more and more. It doesn't matter if you're married for 10 years. You could be married for 50 years, same thing. Or married for 1 year, or never married, same thing, okay? If you are treating a woman with low self-respect for yourself and then putting them on a pedestal, they will fall off, because they're human, you know. They will fall off that pedestal. It's only natural. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's your God. He's been married for 10 years. I do everything for her. First of all, you're doing everything for her. You did that for yourself.
For yourself.
So that's not like you do for yourself.
It makes you feel good.
But that's why you're complaining about it right now. If you had done it for her, you probably wouldn't be in a position where you're complaining about it, you know? So I'm going to tell you right now, at this point in time, you need to learn the fundamentals. You need to pull away a little bit. Give her some space. She hasn't told you yet that she needs space. She's gonna tell you any minute.
No, she's texting the other guys anyway.
Well, she's already texting the other
guys. Telling you indirectly.
Let her, like, don't go in the phone. Don't go snooping around the phone. That's not gonna help you anyway. That's gonna make you feel worse and worse. Put all your energy into your personal mission and purpose in life. That cannot include her. She's gotta be secondary to that. Mm. Okay, and if you have kids, just simply do your responsibility as a man. That's all you have to do. Yes. And focus on your mission. Let her figure the rest of it out. You need to figure yourself out first. What if she died? What if she disappeared? What if she gets hit by a bus tomorrow? Would you survive?
I don't think so. Not right now.
Because of the way he's acting.
Jesus, oh wow.
Right?
Breaking down.
So are you self-sustainable is what we're trying to say. You need to be self-sustainable, either from
right
an intimacy
now.
Standpoint, you need to be self-sustainable first, because when you do that, you will attract her back. That's your best chance of attracting her back.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, it hurts.
I know it hurts, but it's the harsh truth.
Yeah,
you know?
Truth hurts, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree.
It's gotta be the 3% man. And if she's still messing up, that shows that you gotta move on with your life. Maybe she's not the person for you.
Yeah, maybe she's not. But we can't even figure that out until you get yourself together.
And get your
act right. I know you want me to, she's wrong for texting other guys. Honestly, it's not relevant. You're the one complaining
right now.
It's not
about her right now.
And I know that sounds crazy as hell for a regular mind, but trust me, this is an attraction issue. She's texting other guys. That's all you said. You didn't catch her sleeping with another guy.
Not yet.
God forgive you.
Amen.
Maybe that's not happening. Let's make you feel a little better. Maybe that's not happening yet. Maybe it is. What if it is? Right? What would you do if she was sleeping with another guy right now? Would you just go and kill yourself?
Possibly.
You know, God, I don't encourage that, but.
You can't be like
these
that.
Videos, right?
Yeah,
we'll give people ideas,
you have
right?
to be self-sufficient.
You have to be self-sufficient, self-sustainable, and all of that. And that's what attracts a woman. It needs to be our idea to stop texting other guys. It needs to be our idea. If it's not our idea, everything else will fail.
Yeah.
Everything else will fail.
Trust me. And I know it sounds to people sometimes it sounds all romantic. Oh, he's my own one. She's my own one. Oh my God.
That's Hollywood.
Bro.
That's Hollywood movies.
She can't be your old world. Mm-hmm. This is what happens when she's your old world. She has no respect for you.
That's make-believe movies.
She wants to see a strong man that can hold himself. Women, we love men that take action. We don't like abusive men, but we want a man that can stand.
Not that kind of action.
That can stand still and say, you know what, I got this. I don't have to tell him what to do. He knows what to do. He doesn't need me to come and sweat on him and all that. And that's what you need to be. You can't have time to see your wife.
And when she does tell me, and when she does tell me what to do, I receive it. But the point that she's making there is that I don't know how you can be a man of mission or with a mission with that attitude in that email.
I just don't
see, oh, a woman is your world. They're like, listen, you can love your wife. Obviously, I love my wife, right?
Right? I love my husband too.
Right? But that's completely different from losing yourself. You know, you hear women say that a lot. I lost myself. You know, and you hear women say that a lot when they're checking out, you know, but men too, you know,
and they're confused.
But then the person who got rejected, you know, rejection breeds obsession.
Yes.
The person who got rejected
does not
realize that they are also experiencing the same thing.
Right.
You're smothered up right now. You're smothering yourself, but really what you need is space for yourself to get yourself back. Because you've lost yourself into a situation where the person is not reciprocating, which makes it worse, you know.
Mm.
You need to get yourself together.
So because what I'm getting from it is that he's possibly a snooper.
What's that?
He's snooping around.
Yeah, he's looking through the phones and stuff.
How is it that you keep catching your wife if she doesn't want to be caught?
Mm-hmm.
Because women are very smart. For you to have caught her over and over and over
you'll
and over
again. You'll be snooping around, yeah.
What are you doing with yourself?
So you got too much time. Too much idle time.
Yes.
Doing nothing. You don't.
Come
maybe
on.
You may have a 9-to-5, but 9-to-5 is not it, man. You need maybe a business
you
on the
to
side.
Be your purpose.
Some charity stuff on the side. Go help somebody, man. Look at all the people that have it worse. You know, spend your time on that. And she's not dumb. She will see that. She will start to wonder what's going on with you. But right now, you're busy snooping around the phone. You're looking in the phone and all that stuff.
It's going to kill you. Real fast.
Of course, she's trying to make sure that she will beg you. She says she will never do it again. But she's probably lost herself already too.
Hmm.
But we're not worried about her right now because you're the one complaining. She's probably lost. A woman who is texting other guys has lost herself. That's a fact. But we're not worried about her. She's not relevant in this case. You're the one that sent the email. You're the one that needs to get it together. Once you get it together, if you love her, you will be there when she gets attracted back to you. If you don't, you would have enough self-respect, enough self-confidence to know that you can have as many, you know, you can have any woman that you want at any time you want that will respect you, that will not do, you know, that will not basically like do any disrespectful stuff to you, but mainly because you have that self-respect. Like people will, if a woman doesn't respect you, they can't love you either. So
and stop being a victim. It's
I mean, we can say the same thing right now in about 50 different ways. The same, if you notice, it's the same thing that we're saying over and over. You've been a victim. This is your whole world. She's doing all of this to you. You've helped her. It's been there for 10 years. And then it keeps happening. It will keep happening if you have that attitude.
Yes.
Okay? If you have too much time snooping around and figuring out, how do you know she's texting other men? I mean, she can text other men. Maybe they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know if this is a really, really bad situation. Maybe you're the one that's bickering so much. Maybe you've given out. There are women that's dealing with this, by the way. The husband said, you can't text another man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though it was a high school mate or colleague or something
even
like that.
Even if it's work.
You know, but you can't text her. Because, and you keep doing that, so she will be scared naturally and say, no, I'm sorry, I won't scare. But what I'm saying is that you're creating this dynamic that's not healthy, you know. And I'm not saying she's not wrong. I'm just saying she's not relevant right now. You need to get it together. The tone in the email is it's evidence that you're going through this for real, and it's probably worse. And the only person that can fix that is you. By start with this book.
With the book.
GetMyMarriageBack.com. That's where you're going to grab this book. It's 12 chapters. Read it 10 to 15 times. Get busy. Don't argue with your destiny. Trust me. Okay? Get busy with this. All right? Anything else, babe? Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one. And